It's Tom Richardson with Harry Jones. Hey, we're going to be talking about baseball in Macomb, Mississippi at the Martin Luther King Center new gym up there. Good morning, Harry Jones. How are you, man?
Good morning, good morning.
You teed off. You couldn't get a tire this morning.
It's
Saturday morning, but it's going to be okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now let's talk about what we need up at that Martin Luther King Center. And first of all, who's running the thing? It's Miss Joyce, I believe her name.
Yeah, it's the Recreation Center is running the park down in at the Markham, the baseball park at the Martin Luther King Center.
Park, yeah.
But you and I talked last year, and what we were trying to do is get enough kids in the Berglund, ALJS, Whitestown community that really can't afford to play at the Recreation Center, or either are in Summit, to start a league at the MLK Center, baseball league.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we couldn't get enough kids signed up, so we're gonna keep trying. We're gonna start that process again this year. We just wanna kind of take everybody back to the old days. You remember when we couldn't play over the Edgewood.
Mm-hmm.
So we had our own baseball league right there in the same place.
Same identical place.
And we want to kind of bring that back so every kid will get a chance, get an opportunity, if they want to play baseball. We just want the parents to kind of help us with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a great experience. I've had so many memories and made so many friendships from playing baseball right in Berglund, in the Berglund area. You know, we had our own league.
Yeah.
And we want to try to bring that back.
Producing players like Gerard Dyson and others.
And
it's a lot of you, L.B. Butler, I know Gilbert Isaac, and many more. And we just need to bring all of you guys, the old schoolers, back and help Miss Joyce up there at the, she's the director. And we need to raise this monies and these self-esteems. We got a lot of low self-esteem children, especially the boys going to jail.
Yeah.
And they ain't have no mercy on them. I know baseball has a lot. A lot of them got 200 kids playing football, though.
That's right.
You know,
those same kids, we hope that they would have an opportunity to play baseball. You know, they never know because they never tried to play.
It's the highest paying sport, isn't it?
It's
baseball?
The highest paying sport, yeah.
Yeah, it's the highest paying sport, and we're just sitting at Walmart talking, and all these beautiful people, they're going to be bringing their kids up to the center and sign them up with Miss Joyce. We're going to get a number on Miss Joyce, but you can call Superman Radio at 601-996-2096. We're on the air 24 hours a day, and we can get the word where you need to go. You know, get your child signed up. We'll tell you where you need to go on the next show. And in the meantime, you can call us at 601-996, and we can put you in touch with Harry Jones and talk about some of the other people that help you do what you do. Like, I believe Funky Lee, is he out there? You work with him?
I do know Funky Lee. He's a great guy. He's very integral part of the community. He's been doing football for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of voice in his community. You know, a lot of credentials that he can use as far as helping us to get some of these football guys signed up to play baseball. I mean, it could be you could use the summer and divide it up. One part of the summer for baseball, one part of the summer for football.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we could keep all the kids doing something all summer. And I've spoken to him about that, and he's receptive to that idea. I think we just have to get together and talk more about it. But I think it's a great idea to keep our young people busy.
We're going to call this, Operation Baseball for this summer. And if you have any ideas you want to share with the staff members like Harry Jones and your boy Tom Superman and Funky Lee, all these sports-minded people, T.C. Taylor, down in Magnolia, Mississippi, with Jackson State. We're going to be calling on him to bring some of the celebrities like he did for the last week. We had what you call the Mardi Gras parade in Magnolia, and he brought some of the players, the Super Bowl players, home with him because he's from this area. This is what we want you to do in Macomb if you have outsiders that has the connection, what we call the hookup. Macomb need the hookup. That's what we're trying to do. We're centrally located between two metropolitan cities. That's four metropolitan cities, Jackson and the Jackson and New Orleans, north and south, and then east and west. You got Baton Rouge and Hattiesburg. You know what I'm saying? So we got potential because we are centrally located and we have a lot of talent. We done produced a lot of guys like Kadarius Ward and Dyson, and you talking about all kind of players, basketball, football, baseball. But we are concentrating on the baseball program this summer. We're going to call it Operation Baseball. And we're going to call on you to do what you do. We're going to be the radio station. We're going to be airing the games. So we're going to be live at the ball game. So if your parents can't get to the game, they can listen on the radio at Superman Radio 1. And I'm going to be calling on you. Thank you, Mr. Harry.
Yes, sir.
Anything you want to say to the public on a last-minute note?
Well, no, I just want to say, and we're talking about the baseball, but it's more than just baseball. It's an opportunity for our young men and girls to interact with some older people that may can help them in other areas of life. You know, there are a lot of other things we can do besides play baseball. But we just have to get together and get the kids out, and then we can figure out what else we can do with them besides baseball. So it can solve a lot of problems. It can do a lot of things, but we just need the kids to come out. We just need to have the kids.
And we want you to
the parents to be behind them.
Hey, you got to believe it. That's Tom Superman in the mix, along with my guest, Mr. Harry Jones. Harry, we thank you. And we'll see you on the next one. Hey, we're going to give away a pair of Nike tennis shoes and a Verizon phone. As you can tell me the phrase that pays. Okay, we're going to hook it up with LaTangela down at Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we're going to pass it on to her, and we're going to get it going right here. I'm Tom Superman in the mix. Get you a snack. We'll be back. Superman Radio 1, just download a Superman Radio 1 on your phone. And we got the blues, the hip-hop, everything. We got it rocking, baby. See you on the next one, Harry.
Thank you, sir.
It's your boy, Tom Superman in the mix, no tricks. Hey, brought to you by Verizon's and Nike tennis shoes. And what we're going to do right now, we're on a street out here. We are talking to one of our candidates getting ready to run for a judge position. And we want you to know that Amanda Upchurch, she is running for the Pike County Southern District Judge, a well-qualified young lady, leadership, courage, and committed to serving you. And what we're going to do, we got all you people talking and asking, is she really running? I'm going to let you know what's happening. Amanda, welcome to the show. How you doing, baby?
I am doing excellent. Thank you so much, Superman. I really appreciate the opportunity that you allow me to do here today. And just to give the people a little bit of background about who I am, I'm married with four children and 22 grandchildren. I have served in the community as a servant for 25 plus years. I also have diplomas. I'm educated with my diplomas in judicial law and legal studies. I also have a doctorate in divinity. I also have a master's degree in theology. And also I'm a business owner. I've been doing business for approximately about 13 years now. And I'm the vice president of that family-owned business and marketing and advertising. I'm also the apostle, a sent apostle, I might add, of Amanda Upchurch Ministries, and also an NAACP member of Macomb, Mississippi branch, and also the chairwoman of Macomb Democratic Executive Committee. And I just want to tell the people that my mission is to give excellent leadership, courage, and also I am committed to serve you. I am for the people, and also I have a vision to make initiatives to implement the solution for cases that need a whole eye approach to administering fair and appropriate application for bail and also mental health assignments to effectively cause reasonable adjustments to bring justice with aim for equality for all citizens of Pike County Southern District.
That is beautiful, and this is something that we need very much. It's imperative that we get the right leaders, and your qualifications, Amanda, I've been knowing you a long time, and your family, and you're committed, you're a cornerstone to the community, and we just wish you luck, and we want you to get out and vote for the candidate of your choice, and consider Amanda Upchurch. I'm Tom Superman in the Mix No Tricks, and we're going to be giving away a pair of Nike tennis shoes right here. Stick and stay, it's your boy Tom Superman. I got your back. And we're out.